Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
You know, I talked about that yesterday with Merrick Garland's news conference, and they're talking about Russian interference. I don't want to spend 1 minute talking about Russian interference because, you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the St. Louis Post Dispatch, and CBS News, and CNN, and their election interference because that's much bigger issue. I don't care what Iran and Russia do with our election interference. Do what they might, right? But
right.
I'm concerned about what our own legacy media with their journalistic malpractice continues to do in this election. And I'm guessing you're going to see it on full display on Tuesday night with this ABC debate. We are hosting another watch party at Dave and Buster's. If you don't have tickets, you're out of luck. Unless we open up some more space because, man, these things book up quickly. They really do. Sue, this morning I did another round of interviews for my podcast because, you know, I'm a podcaster now, as
How
I explained yesterday. Yeah, just to give a little background here, and I was freaking out last night. I'm being serious, and I'll explain why. So the basic story is my friend Chris Smith, who used to call the show, and then he was shot in the head in 2021, the night before Thanksgiving. The woman he was with, Leslie Reeves, up in Farmersville, Illinois, was killed by her crazy ex-boyfriend. The details of the case are just shocking. Chris somehow survived. He was in a coma for 6 to 7 weeks, and then one of the first people he called when he woke up was me for some reason. And, you know, we've been friends for a long time, and I've been on this journey, you know, a little bit with him along the way. And then when 48 Hours decided to come in and do a story on Chris and they interviewed me, it'll air. I just had a little communication with 48 Hours and their producer today, and they're not selecting an exact date, but it's likely going to be in November because that's the anniversary.
That's the time.
But wow. So the podcast that I'm going to do is on Chris and what happened in on his recovery, which has really been inspirational. Yeah. But last night I was freaking out because, look, I've done a daily talk show on the radio for a long time, decades and decades, right? But the approach on an episodic podcast is different.
Yes, and it is.
So I knew I had done a long interview. We talked for like 2 hours yesterday with Chris. And last night, I'm completely freaking. I'm like, I already screwed this thing up. I don't think
Wait a minute.
Well, because I knew how he answered the questions, and I knew what I needed is some sort of hook, because what you're going to need is, think about 48 Hours or Dateline, Sue.
Okay.
Keith Morrison.
Yes.
At the beginning of the segment, right? This is sort of like the approach
they
of
fish
the...
fish in.
Yeah, they fish you in. They give you a little hook. You know,
they
like,
give you a little hook, but not enough that you know what happened.
Right. But then they go to that commercial, and
Correct.
Then they come back in the second segment, and then they tell you a little bit more. But that's not all.
Coming
right?
up.
Yes.
They always say, it's Keith Morrison. Coming up.
Coming up. Did. So that's sort of got to be my approach here, so I can't let all the details
right.
out of the bag.
Ooh,
so
that's tricky.
I thought, you know, and you know how negative I can be. I'm like, you know what? I screwed this up.
Oh,
and
I'm sure
to start it over, all this stuff. Well, today I had an interview set up with Sharon, Chris's mom. Sharon has been in the studio, and she did chime in a little bit on the microphone here at 97 FM Talk. But if you remember the day she was in here, she was a little shy, and she didn't say a lot. Well, I had to inform Chris today that this particular podcast is no longer about him. It's about his mother because she saved the day this morning. I mean, Sharon rocked this interview out.
Oh, that's awesome.
And she gave me a place to kind of start and piggyback off of. So
love that.
And I'm being serious. She was just, and I had
love
texted
that.
The guy from 48 Hours because I said, look, I had never really interviewed Sharon before. She was a rock star. It was freaking gold. And I'm sure they felt the same way. And he agreed. So now I feel a little bit better
Good.
About the podcast. There's also some, I can't say anything, but there's some really interesting news that's emerging on his story, but I have to keep that secret. But I think, you know, we're going to put this together. I'm going to continue to go to work on it. Here's another thing I have, Sue. I have with what we do here on the radio, we have access to music libraries. We're allowed to play popular music like my bumper music because it's a short snippet. And the radio stations pay ASCAP and BMI fees
right.
and stuff like royalty fees.
But for a podcast,
you can't do that. So look, I'm thinking about resources. I got lots of resources. I have my friend Neil Sosik with the Mighty Pines. I have other local musicians who might be able to create some sort of you know, music theme for this.
That would be fantastic. And let me ask you this, laying the whole thing out, do you know how many episodes it's going to be?
I don't, but I'm thinking I do want it to be a little bit more, you know, user friendly. So in my mind, I have it as like five episodes, you know, maybe a half hour episodes and go from there. But that could change. I think if you get, you know, too long, maybe even four episodes, I'm going to have to ask for guidance. Because again, I talked to a good friend of mine who used to babysit my kids, believe it or not, my older kids now. She does Julia Louis-Dreyfus's podcast, and it's on the government-subsidized stations. Oh. She's an NPR person. But she even said, ooh, hers is not an episodic, right? She goes, that's a different world. What I need to do is hire a producer, someone like Fred who does episodic. Here's the problem. I got no budget for this.
I understand.
But it's still going to be great.
Get more at 971talk.com.